Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, December 19, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar, or the buck as we like to call it, is showing some resilience this week. Despite the Federal Reserve's recent interest rate reduction and a more dovish tone on the economy, the dollar is set to close the week with a surprising gain of 0.5%. Now, while inflation data suggests some cooling, there's skepticism in the market. Analysts and traders are questioning the accuracy of the numbers, as well as the reliability of recent payroll data. This uncertainty is driving the dollar's appeal as a safe haven asset, especially as we approach 2026 with so many unanswered questions. Later this morning, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll get December's reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. Expectations point to a slight uptick in optimism compared to last month, which could provide additional support for the dollar. Switching gears to the euro, the shared currency has had an interesting overnight session. Initially losing ground, it has since rebounded to a slightly positive position. Since the start of December, the euro has gained over 1.1% as markets digest the European Central Bank's latest stance. The ECB recently decided to keep borrowing costs unchanged, and while some might have expected a more hawkish tone, economist Isabel Schnabel clarified that the ECB is not signaling any immediate interest rate hikes for the upcoming year. Schnabel and other ECB members have expressed confidence in the current financial environment, suggesting that intervention will only occur if the data demands it. Now, let's talk about the Japanese yen. The yen is trading at its weakest level since mid-November and is nearing its lowest point against the dollar since January. This comes as a surprise to many, given that the Bank of Japan recently increased interest rates to their highest level in about 30 years. However, the market reaction has been anything but straightforward. Questions directed at BOJ Governor Kazuo Ueda about the neutral rate range and the path for future rate hikes didn't yield clear or hawkish answers. As a result, the yen has plummeted, and we'll be watching closely to see if foreign exchange intervention becomes necessary. Before we wrap up, a quick reminder, Monex USA wishes you a joyful holiday season filled with peace, prosperity, and good health. Thank you for your continued trust and loyalty over the years. And don't forget, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey drops at 10 a.m. today. For a complete economic calendar and more insights, Monex USA Online is always open. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer. This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.